A little Joe Cocker this morning, and you can leave your hat on, although I would say to the gents this morning, maybe take the hat off so we can see those impressive mows, moustaches and beards that you'll be all looking forward to for Movember. Of course, that is what we're starting at the moment, and let's find out a little bit more about how it's all going this year round with the Mental Health Program Manager of Movember, Rhett Corker. Good morning, Rhett. Movember, can you take us through how long it's been around for now and how the momentum is sort of carrying it through?
Yeah, g'day, Mark. Thanks for having us today. It's Movember started actually back in 2003. It was just two blokes sitting in a pub who wanted to bring back one of the famous 70s fashion icons and decided on the moustache, initially just as a joke, and got a couple of mates to do it in 2003, and then it's since then, pardon the pun, it's grown to over 5 million people who've signed up and participated in Movember, both Mo Bros and Mo Sisters across 21 different countries. And yeah, it's really sprouted something that's quite impressive, quite a movement around men's health.
Well, there's a couple of puns you've snuck in there for us, Rhett, but I've got to say, can you imagine how many great Aussie ideas have started around a couple of people just having a beer or two at a pub and then say, I've got this great idea. Were they watching a bit of maybe some old cricket footage in the sports lands of David Boone or Merv Hughes perhaps at the time?
Well, that's exactly it. I think harking back to the old cricketers, I mean, Mitch Johnson has been able to recreate that in the last couple of years as well. Yeah, I think it all starts around a conversation, doesn't it? And I think for these guys, you know, it was just about having a bit of a joke with their mates. And yeah, it's obviously turned into something that's, as they describe it, it's a joke that's got out of hand, but in the best possible way.
Now, of course, there is a serious side to Movember, isn't there, Rhett? Can you sort of take us through all of that as well this morning?
Yeah, very true. Movember, yeah, there's the fun side to the moustache and then also the serious side to the moustache, which is us focusing on men's health, and we're the only global charity that solely focuses on men's health, and we want men to live happier, healthier and longer lives. And so all the funds that are raised go towards projects that are working on alleviating the issues around prostate cancer, testicular cancer and also men's mental health. And so since 2003, we've been lucky enough to fund over 1,200 innovative men's health projects across 21 different countries, which has been a great result for something that, did start as a joke.
Rhett, that is a fantastic effort over that time. Like you said, for something that started out as a bit of fun. Now, onto the fun side of Movember, since your involvement with the organisation and the movement, what are some of the more impressive examples that you've seen come to front on this?
I mean, I'm always impressed with someone that can grow a genuine Tom Selleck, because I'm quite sparse, you know, follically challenged. But I think, you know, yeah, anyone that can get something that's quite thick is impressive. Mitch Johnson is genuinely one of my favourite sports ones from a couple of years ago, the way he went in the Ashes with that. But I think probably my favourite would be, there was a guy a couple of years ago who he had enough neck hair and chest hair that he could connect his moustache to his chest hair, and he actually shaved in a giant octopus on his chest, and it extended up over, one of the tentacles extended up over his top lip. So there's been some great ones over the years, and you can see some great ones now. There's a few blokes who've, even 3 days in, have been able to grow some top line hair. But yeah, you can jump on Movember.com and actually check those out.
Gee, 10 points for effort on that octopus guy. I've got to say, yeah. it's something he's probably only done the one time, though, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think so.
Too tough to do it again. Look, Rhett, we actually have some links from our website across to Movember as well, so for folks who want to have a look at that, good luck keeping up that fantastic effort in men's health for the rest of the month. I'll better let you go to it so you can keep growing yours for Movember.
Fantastic. Yeah, I need the time, mate, so yeah, I appreciate it.
Need the time, need the practice. That's Rhett Corker from Movember. And again, if you'd like the details, head to 2NURFM.com on our morning show page.